I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is making a final diplomatic push for stability in the Middle East. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Israel, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was trying to cinch a ceasefire deal with Hamas and pushed back on the idea Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu wants to hold off until Donald Trump takes office.
I got the sense today from the Prime Minister he's ready to do a deal.
Sullivan's not punting either.
I wouldn't be here today if I thought this thing was just waiting till after January 20th.
Saying conditions are ripe for a deal given rapid fire changes in the region. Meantime, in Jordan.
We're back in the region at a time of both real promise, but also peril for Syria and for its neighbors.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was focused on a peaceful transition of power in Damascus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Anger in the Syrian capital is palpable as families search for loved ones who are now missing or have died in their fallen government's brutal prison system. At a rally in Damascus, VOA's Heather Murdoch reports that crowds are calling for the execution of ousted President Bashar al-Assad.
Everyone we speak to here says they lost someone to the brutal prison system that collapsed with the regime. At the notorious Saydnaya prison, families search for clues that may help them find their missing loved ones. Many believe there are missing prisoners who are still alive in long-hidden secret facilities. People tell us that their relatives were arrested for unknown reasons, or for saying something negative about the government, or even for living in an area populated by activists or rebels. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Damascus.
This is VOA News. Doctors for Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said he had a second surgery on Thursday following the 79-year-old's emergency operation earlier this week to relieve bleeding in his skull. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Doctors said the second procedure was successful and that the leftist leader might be able to start working again next week. Doctors operated on Lula for about 2 hours on Tuesday to drain bleeding between his brain and meningeal membrane. They said it was linked to a fall at his home in late October. The second procedure on Thursday was described as preventative to minimize the risk of future bleeding. Lula's condition has raised doubts about the president's intention to run for re-election in 2026.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. A new watchdog report released on Thursday found the FBI had intelligence missteps before the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The report says the FBI should have done more to collect intelligence before the Capitol riot, even though the Bureau did prepare for the possibility of violence on January 6th, 2021. It also says no undercover FBI employees were present that day, and none of the Bureau's informants were cleared to participate. The report from the Justice Department Inspector General's office knocks down a fringe conspiracy theory by some Republicans in Congress that the FBI played a role in instigating the events of January 6th. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The suspect charged with murdering an American healthcare CEO has seen online support since his arrest, with donations for his legal defense, messages backing him, and some even celebrating the crime. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reports.
Street art in Seattle depicts Mario Brothers video game character Luigi and a crossed-out United Healthcare logo referencing Luigi Mangione. Mangione has been charged with murder in a brazen shooting outside a Manhattan hotel before an industry conference, setting off a five-day manhunt for the masked assailant. Other images in Seattle show sick children featuring the words deny, defend, and depose, which were reportedly written on the ammunition used in the shooting. The crime has led to an outpouring of anger from Americans struggling to receive and pay for medical care. Mangione suffered from chronic back pain that impacted his daily life, according to friends and social media posts, though it is unclear whether his personal health played a role in the shooting.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.